Congressman Hugh Perry calling for you on 92.
Thank you. Ready.
Hello.
Yes, Hugh.
Mr. President.
Yes.
On that bread and macaroni bill, I'm going to do my best on anything. I want just 1 minute of your time, if you have it.
Sure.
To do something for me.
Sure.
Now, I'm serving on the Education Committee over there and handling your poverty program. And on the political facts of life, I got elected in my district because I went in and made an issue. I was going to do something for the kids in all the schools up there. And I turned that district around. John Kennedy lost it by 18,000 votes, and I won it in 1960 and again in 1962. Because I said I was going to go down and preach the sermon on freedom and education for every kid and let every kid have a chance at a dollar, whether he was in a parochial school or a public school. Now, trouble is now that in today's papers we have a statement up there that this bill is going to exclude those kids and they're not going to get a chance, despite the fact that they're fulfilling the compulsory attendance laws of the state and everything else. I know you can't jump ahead in this thing and take an issue like this without thinking, but I want to know if we can get just an hour of your time or some part of your time someday to this.
Yeah, you can see me anytime you want to. The best one to talk about would be Shriver, because he's going to handle it.
And well,
he has some pretty strong views on it, and he'd be the best one to talk to, but you can come see me anytime you want.
All right, on this thing, just this last closing point. Bill McKeown up there in New York, state chairman, called me. He's got a survey in his hands made by the Kraft people on this very question, showing a tremendous shift of opinion now over in the direction of doing something. I'm not talking about across-the-board aid, but doing something for these schools, because you've got 800,000 children up in New York attending these schools. That's a very key question. And what I'm asking is that if I get the Shriver and we talk this thing over, we can get some time with you, with a delegation, to discuss this, bring in what we think would be some ideas that would not violate the key principles, but would give them some kind of assistance.
Fine.
Now,
since
the last few weeks, a lot of these people have written into me, and they're up in arms because Brooks Hayes is a good fellow and a fine fellow, has been writing them letters indicating...
He's what he did. He's just taking a letter that Kennedy had here.
Yeah.
He's been gone. I let him go when I came in.
Right.
The letter just went out over his signature, and then not many of them went out, very few. I've got one from a cardinal myself. But we let him go, one of the first ones, and he's teaching school at some faculty and hadn't been here in 2 months. And they just took the letter that Kennedy had prepared on this subject, and we don't get but $161,000 a week. That's what went out.
Right. Well, would you, in some time when your schedule permits, sit down with myself and a few of the people on the education group, a little delegation, to talk this thing over after we go through Shriver?
You go through Shriver and tell him when he got through it, I promised I'd see you, and then you call me and I'll meet with you.
Thanks very much,
President.
Waiting.